This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, good start to our hour of power here, overviewing what's going on from the folks at Talkers Magazine's charts, overviewing the top stories, specifically the top 10 stories from the News Talk Radio world as garnered by the folks, the staff at Talkers Magazine. Every week they put together the overview of what has been the big conversation of the week, or the conversations, plural, people list as well. So we'll get into it. I'll actually go through the stories, and sometimes we sort of cherry pick some of them. Jennifer Horn, by the way, is here with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, the makeup of a hearty group of talk radio people. How's that? You like that?
There you go. It's, I like that.
A hearty group.
Mm-hmm. A hearty, hearty.
Number, yes. A number 10 story this week has to do with the Secretary of the Treasury going to China, the fights over the budget and money. The number 9 story is the continuing waste of time on Mr. Mayorkas and his impeachment. O.J. Simpson is number 8. The solar eclipse is 7. Student debt relief is 6. The war in the Middle East is 5. Mr. Trump and his problems. Is he going to jail or not? Number 4. The economy is 3. The abortion issue is number 2. And the presidential race is number 1. And you can imagine all of the various names that are associated with all these various items. Yes, Jennifer, you had something to say.
It's a good list with the eclipse and stuff. I think that's fine. The only thing I think is missing is the final four.
Yeah. Well, it's final and it's over, so probably not one of the big things. Now that it's over, it's over. You know what I mean?
I guess so,
When Jennifer's here, I like to sort of, we don't have her with us every day, so sometimes when there are good California stories, like this thief disguised in a garbage bag.
That was great.
I've often said if the thieves put their creativity to good use of good instead of evil, we'd be in a much better place.
Well, this is something that's more interesting because of the use of doorbell cameras and home security systems and the people who are stealing packages from right under your very nose. So if you think you're going to get caught on camera, that certainly would deter these pirates that come to your porch. So the package, you'd get your due, except that somebody cleverly wore a disguise of a garbage bag and has been going around.
And if you didn't see it, first of all, my mother always told me, I don't know about you guys, not to hide in plastic. You know, there's like the warning about suffocation.
It's dangerous.
On there.
But
this guy stuck a garbage bag over his head like a dummy. And then you see him go for the bag, or excuse me, the box, and then
he cut holes at least for his nose and his eyes.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Like a little ghost. But what was funny is that the owner of the house released this and it went viral. And the follow up was that I guess he stole like a phone case or something, like something worth $10. So all that trouble, dressed up in a garbage bag, and you got something that was like a $10 trinket. It's bizarre.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see here. How do you pronounce this guy who's on the Dodgers? Is it Shohei Ohtani? Is that how you pronounce
Shohei
his name?
Ohtani. Shohei. Showtime.
Okay. So apparently his ex-interpreter has stolen $16 million from this guy. Federal charges. This has to be something you talked about on your morning program on KRLA.
Yeah.
A lot. Highest paid player in Major League Baseball. So how did he, looks like it was a gambling thing.
Well,
was it?
So the story is, first of all, as far as the money goes, what's interesting about Shohei is, yes, he's the highest paid baseball player in in the world. But what he did was defer payments to the Dodgers. So he's taking a small salary now of like $2 million, and then they have to come up with the rest at the end of his contract in 10 years, which is kind of interesting because he wanted the Dodgers to have enough money to build a good team around him. So interesting there.
Smart.
But he's played for the Angels for years before. He's had this interpreter, I think, for 12 years. The interpreter was making $500,000 a year, apparently had a gambling issue, and as the story goes, stole about $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani, and then when the media would come to him and say, hey, we're hearing this story is erupting, we want to talk to Shohei, he'd tell Shohei, oh, they're just asking how the weather is, or hey, they just want to know.
So can he not speak any English at all?
Right, and so here's where I have to say there's a little bit of a blame, and I love Shohei Ohtani, I think he's a good guy, I do think he's innocent, and the only reason they found out about this is because they were investigating a bookie in Orange County through the FBI, and they just happened to see Shohei Ohtani's name tied there as paying debts. And so that's where the investigation started. People thought that he was using this interpreter as a fall guy because of his own gambling problems. But the FBI said, no, we don't think he had anything to do with it. He was a victim. The guy who victimized him is going to be charged with like 30 years in prison. But if you are in charge of managing your brand, which he is a brand, if you've been in the country for 12 years, if you are, and I understand he probably just wants to focus on baseball, but I do think at some point you need to attempt to learn the language so that you don't get taken advantage of.
Ridiculous.
There are a lot of snakes.
That's his own fault. The guy's a crook, but it's his own fault for not, it's just lazy.
Well, you just have to protect yourself because unfortunately even your friends victimize you in this day and age, which is very sad.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some of the things that are on the list, not necessarily in order. Number 9 is the Mayorkas impeachment. Proceedings have been pushed to next week, according to Speaker Johnson, who has his own problems that we can talk about, I guess, or not, because pretty much everybody knows what's going on with him and Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the others that are in the House of Representatives. Anyway, so we're in... the overview of this, ladies, do you see, is this, it seems to be a waste of time and taxpayer money. The Republicans are trying to make a point. Okay, they've made their point. So now stop wasting our money and wasting our time, because they're not going to get him impeached.
Well, what's supposed to happen when you go and you deliver articles of impeachment to the Senate is that there's supposed to be at least a full vote, like, you know, a majority, basically a vote without filibuster. So you have to get 60 votes to throw something out. And Chuck Schumer was going to just dismiss this with 51 votes and try to go on vacation. And so the reason they delayed the march, basically, is to force Chuck Schumer to do it the right way, which is next Monday, to actually have a vote to throw this out if they want to. Now, Chuck Schumer says that it's a difference in policy, but it really is. If you think of anybody in the Biden administration that has failed us, it's Mayorkas. The border's wide open, and his job is to secure the border. So I do think there's some, I do think that the reason for the impeachment is absolutely valid, and I do think he should have be given a trial, like if he were a Republican. That's exactly what would happen.
Well, they're not going to, what's the trial going to do? It's
the
a circus. We know what's going on. Everybody admits, even the boobs in the Democratic, but the Biden people, they know that they have a horror show on their hands, and so they
dopes.
Well, but stop wasting our money and time, and take care of them at the box office. At the box office, at the ballot, at the box office too, if
and
you want.
We'll see
get
the next
rid
movie.
Of a guy.
Mayor,
yeah.
Get a free
movie.
Yeah.
Mayorkas, that's it. Mayorkas, comma, the boob.
Maybe
go see that.
Something.
Instead
maybe
of the blob.
Impeachments,
the
we should, we should make movies, documentaries.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, let's see here. The Middle East war is number 5. Man, you look at what's going on with the Houthis and the Hezbollah and Hamas. Every single one of them backed by Iran. And now the Houthis control much of Yemen. They are disrupting not only that part of the world, but pretty much they have inculcated themselves into the global economy, firing at commercial ships that are going through the Red Sea on the way to the Suez Canal. And so the interesting thing is none of the ships from China, none of the ships from Russia are getting... they're not being shot at. They're not being attacked. So anyway, when you see what's going on here, we're back to the axis of evil. Only a couple of I've forgotten who the players were But they weren't all the same tree, were they? No, it was Iran, China, and Russia, wasn't it? Before when they George Bush called them the axis of evil? I think it was. Anyway,
right. Yeah.
They are now, for sure. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and all these people that are trying to upset the apple cart because they want to disrupt the status quo. They want to be the big dogs instead of the United States and Western Europe. So here we have all this energy, all of this time, all of the attention that's being given to this, the NATO alliance, more people wanting to join it. There's a tinderbox here. And I trust the Russians. Well, I don't know that I do. I not trust the Russians to be smart enough not to start something they can't stop, and the Chinese as well. But the Iranians, I don't trust them for a foot.
Because it's an ideology. It's not about power or money.
Right,
that,
yeah.
It's an ideology to destroy the West. It's scary. I think in some ways we know Russia, we know China, but we don't know where Iran would stop.
Right. So you got the war in Ukraine, China and Iran and North Korea are supplying a lot of help to the Russians. So there they are. And, you know, we're doing the same thing on the other side. So it's like we're fighting with them, but the proxy is Ukraine. So it's like we're at war with China and Russia and Iran indirectly through what's going on in China. I'm sorry, what's going on in Ukraine and what's going on in the Middle East. Am I right or wrong? Does that make sense,
right,
that theory?
I think you're right. Yeah. And I think especially when it comes to money, I mean, it's another way to drain us economically.
Yeah, right. Well, the whole situation is disgusting. Frankly, and who knows how long this war is going to go on in Gaza. That's another, you know, it seems to me it's time for it to be over. You can be killing Hamas until the end of time because you shoot one and two more pop up. It's like that. Do they learn their lesson? Do they like the Israelis more, or do they respect them more? Are they afraid of them more? They are not smart enough. These people are not educated. They're taught in religious schools to hate the Jews. That's all they're taught. So, you know, pick up your gun and let's go shoot some Jews. That's how it works. And, that's how you're going to get around with that. So what are the rest of the Middle Eastern countries doing, like Saudi Arabia? That's something I don't see a clear, path here as far as they're concerned. They're supposed to be our friends, but they're our friends only because we buy a lot of oil from them. And that makes it more volatile as well. Okay, 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 and may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hey,
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The hour here on the Talk Radio Review, we take some of the things that are titularly employed by the Good Day program to engage people in what's going on. By in this segment, for example, of the Good Day program, every day we do social media things at this point in each hour. And so when I look back at this week and what's going on, there are two things that strike me, ladies. One of them is the information coming from Instagram that has started to blur nudity in messages that are being sent.
See it all.
Well, this is more for teenagers, if I'm understanding this correctly, the sexual extortion stuff that's going on all across social media. So is this, if you're looking at an X-rated site, do they blur the nudes, or is this just what's going on with the things that are posted by people who are underage.
This is happening in the direct messages to make sure that they're not being sent lewd content, that they're not sending any content out. A lot of times, no matter what circumstance, they're always considered a victim. They are a victim. But sometimes there are situations of a not quite yet 18-year-old talking to somebody over the age of 18, posing like they are the same age. And so they're just, any kind of nudity or content like that that is happening in direct messages will be blurred out.
So is this, are we still having kids send pictures of their junk to each other? Is that still going on, that kind of stuff?
And adults.
Mm-hmm. And adults. Well, but you know what the newest thing is? In California, we've had a couple of high schools where this has made news over the last several weeks, and that is either AI-created nudes that are used to reflect a student in the school, which is a very embarrassing thing, and those get passed around, or we've had people who've snuck into like locker rooms and showers and take pictures of young girls in their situation, and then almost like kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Blackmail them.
Sextortion, it's called.
Yes, sextortion, exactly. And so this has happened. The headlines now in Los Angeles, particularly over the last few weeks, have had different high schools that are involved with this. And they've even called the FBI in. So and they use Snapchat and Instagram to facilitate this. So it's probably pretty smart.
Bunch of sickos. Oh, man. All right. I saw something on a post that I wanted to repeat. because I thought that it was pretty much on, it was so right on the whole business of, you know, like this, I think, pertained to the six-year-old who shot the principal or whoever it was that he shot. Was it school? Was
shot
it
the teacher in the hand.
Teacher, yeah. Right, yeah. So the thread that I'm watching started by a lady named Dee Hankins, I think, a listener, talking about parents' involvement in the education of their children and parents involved in the character building of their children. So here's how this reads. This is somebody commenting on what Ms. Hankins had to say. This is Melissa, who says, exactly, about time it was said aloud, when parents are held accountable again, behavior in school will improve. Your child's poor behavior is your problem as a parent, not the school's problem, not society's problem. Society needs to stop making schools responsible for all things that happen to the children. And stop feeding, you know, the food stuff. She goes on to talk about emotional well-being, dental care, clothing, school supplies, social skills, all the things that are happening in my high school here in Framingham. They've become a social, it's not school. Gunfights, knife fights, they're providing food three times a day for some of these kids. I suppose you could say, well, where else do they go? I think it goes a lot deeper than that, frankly. And the problems are caused here by this open immigration policy that has, we've got three hotels filled with Haitians that the city is paying for. And then these kids go to school and they don't know what to do, so there's always a problem.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing Friday. Victor Roca took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, a State Department employee. For two decades, Roca used his position during the Clinton administration to pass info to Cuba while working undercover for that country's General Directorate of Intelligence. More reaction to news of O.J. Simpson's death at the age of 76. Cato Kalin, one of the character witnesses during the O.J. trial, had this to say Thursday.
I would just put out my condolences just to the kids, to Sydney, Justin, and to Arlene and Jason.
Simpson's family says he passed away after battling cancer. He was charged with the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman back in the 1990s. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of thoughts when it comes to the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. You can find these listed at gooddayshow.com every week and at talkers.com as well. This is number 8, the O.J. Simpson passing, the whole story that's been... You know, the news media loves to regurgitate stuff that everybody knows. If there's anybody alive who doesn't know who O.J. is, I think even my grandson, who's 9, knows who O.J. is. His legacy speaks for itself, both good and bad. I think it's very interesting right now, even though the news media is trying to make something out of this, the public is just saying, so what? He's dead. Goodbye.
It's really interesting because I was surprised at my own reaction. I was on the air when the word came out that he died, and it flashed up. I get breaking news flashing up on my laptop, but I was in the middle of a sentence. We were talking about Joe Biden, and I just was like, whoa. And it's not because I was sad that O.J. died, but O.J. represented something for people living in L.A. at the time, and you were on the radio, so I know you knew this.
I became unpopular because I stuck up for him for a while until the trial.
You were on the radio at that time, but like as a kid, and I was young, living in Los Angeles at the time, what I think made this so significant is just what was going on around OJ. I mean, we had the Rodney King beating. We had the riots. Yep. We had races at odds with each other, the Asian and black communities, black people against the police against black people. I mean, there's so many. We had the invention of court TV during the OJ trial. We had the very first car chase documented on TV during the OJ trial.
Do you remember where you were? Okay, hold on a second.
Yes.
That's a great place. I was sitting in a bar with a guy who was starting a radio network. He was trying to get me, it was down in San Diego, he was trying to get me to go and be on his network, and all of a sudden this stuff comes on the television, and we're watching this, and I thought to myself, where is this? It has to be in Los Angeles, because nothing like, and then you look at the screen, and it's OJ, and then you dig into it, but that's where I was. What about you, Jay? Where were you? Do you remember where you were when the chase happened?
I don't remember where I was when the chase happened. I don't even know if I was aware of it, but I remember seeing all of that in the aftermath. But I remember where I was when he was acquitted. I was in gym class because, excuse me, the gym teacher wanted to hear it, so she had the radio on, and we all had to sit in our spots and just sit there for the entirety of class listening to it. She wanted to listen to it. So I remember that part.
95 million Americans watch that on TV. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
So, you know something, Doug, that I just realized? You and I were actually probably together when the verdict was read, because I can remember where I was when the verdict was read. I was a little tiny girl pretending to be an adult going to the Talkers convention with my dad, and Gloria Allred came busting into the room and said, "He's innocent." Do you remember that? You had to have been there, too.
I do remember that.
And yeah, she was wearing the most awful yellow pants that you could see through. And it was
Remember, she was on KBC. With me, it was the rundown was she was on early afternoon, and Larry was on late afternoon, and then I followed him, and it was that day, that whole thing, and then the aftermath of it. I remember. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, I just thought Axios came out this weekend with a story about this, about the significance of when that not guilty verdict came out. And by the way, all the jurors admit it was really kind of because they wanted to make a statement to the LAPD, who manufactured evidence in the OJ case.
Even though
he was guilty, they still manufactured evidence.
Right.
And so... So Axios said, in Washington, President Clinton left the Oval Office to watch the verdicts in his secretary's office with several of his aides. At Miami, tellers stopped counting bills and lines at the bank because everybody was there. At Atlanta, you'll love this, a Delta agent tried to start her boarding instructions for a flight to Louisville as the verdicts were being read, and the 100 passengers said, "Nope, not right now." They shouted her down.
Hey, hold on.
In New York, 745,000 television sets, more than usual, were turned on in New York City, according to the electric company. AT&T experienced the strangest minutes in history. For 5 minutes during the verdict, long-distance calls fell 58%. Isn't that interesting?
Okay, so here's the quiz question. What was the name of the fellow who was driving the Bronco with O.J. in the back?
Oh, can I answer that? Yeah, can I answer?
Yeah. Links. Yeah, Al Collins, one of his teammates. I probably shouldn't laugh about it, but I do because I just remember all of the hoopla and people calling me and yelling at me because I said what I did on the air about OJ. I changed my tune after it became obvious. But basically, on the stuff that you were talking about, you know, the police department, I was just learning. Yeah, I've been in Los Angeles now for 30 years, off and on as a part-time Angelian. And I remember when I went on, even my producer said, "Hey, what, you know what you're saying? Are you sure you want to talk? You know what, you want to say that?" And so, I mean, it got a lot of attention, but it, you know, sooner or later you come around to understanding that the police were really partially the criminals here.
The police botched the investigation and that O.J. probably did it. But the sentiment at the time was so crazy. And that resulted in them tearing down the police station in L.A. to try to rebuild their relationship with the community, remember?
Yeah.
And they made it glass so that it was like representative of transparency.
Yeah, it was.
Interesting stuff. It was a cultural phenomenon for sure.
Right. All right, let's get to what's going on with Mike Johnson. He's number 7 on the people list this week. Apparently he's going to meet with Donald Trump over the weekend as we are talking. That has been planned for Mar-a-Lago. I will tell you, I was in Palm Beach last Monday, Jennifer, and I thought when you were on the air for me, I was driving past the airport, and there's the big Trump plane parked right where everybody can see it. You can't avoid, as you drive by the airport, it's parked right by the fence. So you can see and you know.
That's my guy. That he's there. Don't waste a minute for marketing.
No, no. All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, is she serious in trying? I mean, how many times can these guys go through this? And what is she just grandstanding? It's hard to know, I guess, probably, unless you interview
her.
Well,
you know I like her. And
I like her kind of, too.
Yeah, you know that I think in her heart she thinks she's doing the right thing. But this is such a dumb thing. First of all, Mike Johnson has a one-seat majority right now. Give the guy some grace. Get through the next couple of months. Get the election under your belt. And then move forward. Because what's not going to help Republicans' chances of keeping the House, which it's up in the air whether they're going to even do that, is having to go through another fight to find a speaker. And even Trump came out this week, and he doesn't usually comment on things like this. And he said, you know what, Marjorie Taylor Greene needs to stop. And he's a friend of hers. I mean, she's very close with him. And he publicly said, you need to leave this one alone. It's such a loser.
You know, what I also thought interesting, I saw that John Bolton, speaking of Trump and who's being voted for and against, said in an interview he wouldn't vote for Trump. But what he said that intrigued me more than he said, okay, I'm not voting for Trump, is he said he wanted to write in Dick Cheney's name.
Oh, huh? For God's sake. That shows you everything you need to know.
You don't know about Bolton. Yeah.
Right. This is what I say. Like, you've got 3 choices right now. I'd have more respect for him if he said, I can't vote for Trump, I can't vote for Biden, so I'll be voting for Kennedy. Don't write in Dick Cheney. What a dope.
Waste. Okay. Joe Biden's number 1 on the people list, and in the political world, looking at the messages this week, certainly Trump and his talking about abortion, the situation in Arizona, with the fight continuing, and then what Biden, the Biden campaign, I don't think Joe Biden said this yet, but the message on abortion was clear. They're blaming Trump for putting the conservative judges in, and when the vote came up, that was, you know, what happened. So, I mean, that's probably a good political. They can't run on anything else. They can't run on anything they've done because they haven't done anything except screw things up worse than they were, spend a lot of money, screw up the population center of the country because of all of the people bleeding in through coming across the country's borders. And so, okay, well, our issue is that they get some traction with women on this for sure. But women under the age of 35, pretty much I've seen 3 polls this week indicating how much trouble the Republicans and Democrats have with women, especially, generally people under 35, but women especially, who say they're going to vote for Kennedy. Because of all of the hoopla, issues with women, certainly Roe v. Wade is number 1 on the hit parade, I'm going to guess. And number 2, the immigration situation. So both parties have failed on one or both of those things. So I'm voting for Kennedy. He hasn't failed on either one of them. And so you look at the situation with this, I think I know I'm going to vote for the guy, but I just see how this could be a real wild card, frankly. So, anyway, that's that. I don't know if there's any more to say about the elections and stuff. I don't know if there's anything more to say about the war. What I do think there is some attention on the solar eclipse, which is number 7. A teacher promised a class in 1978 an eclipse party in 50 years. Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, 1970, and so he just hosted the party, talking about the way the path that it took, and talking about other eclipses and stuff. And I think that this is one of the things, you know, when you look at the way this brought everybody together. As much as I said on the program, Jay and I were talking about this with the point of view of all the things that are overdone, overcooked, overreported on. I mean, this was the attention given to it was bordering on silly, but still,
oh, I was
it was
for it.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
too. I loved
Something
it
positive.
So much.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So you know, under the circumstances, well, when you look around, what other things do we talk about, Jay, that were overdone? The stuff about the I know the earthquake here in the Northeast.
Yeah,
it was a nothing story.
Because people we talked to had different experiences. Like yeah. People you had heard from really barely even felt anything. People I had heard from right. were definitely aware of it. But it also makes you think that, you know, perception is reality. How often do we if somebody asks us, hey, how are you doing? And we're like, yeah, I'm okay, even though we're definitely not. Or mm-hmm. really there's nothing wrong, but we're like, oh man, like making a mound out of a molehill. Like sometimes maybe people did feel it, but they brushed it off, or maybe other people didn't really notice it, but they want to be a part of something, so they exaggerated it.
Yeah,
I don't even get off the couch for a 4.8 earthquake.
Yeah, right.
You're like,
yeah,
oh,
this
I just
perspective. I did laugh a lot at the media coverage about that earthquake, because I'm like, I'm in Los Angeles. That would be like a blip on the radar. And then the 2.0 aftershock, it's like, ooh,
right.
scary.
Yeah.
Somebody sneezed.
Yeah. Yeah, it became silly. Why did Janet Yellen go to China? That's sort of on the end of the...
collect her paycheck.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. No, seriously, what the heck was the idea of her going to China? What are we trying to accomplish?
I'm not a big fan of Yellen.
No, I'm not either.
She likes to tell you everything's fine, but it doesn't really feel fine, so I don't know.
No, well, she's a politician, basically,
right.
wrapped up in an economic blanket. Yeah, right. Yep. All right. Would you say that about a man, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Wow.
Believe me, I don't like those suits either.
Jennifer and Jay and Doug here at 48 past the hour on the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level, even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One of the moments in this program that I look forward to each week, the time we spend together, Tom Kreitler, not that we have a bromance going, but we've had a good time over the years, and we've had
mutual
some,
respect and admiration.
Okay, this is the Mutual Admiration Society. That's good. All right, Tommy the K is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which is heard on a lot of these same stations over the weekend. We have him here on Fridays on the Good Day Program because we want you to adjust your tinfoil so that you're focused on all of the things that you can be doing, especially as we go into springtime with ideas that come from the radio program, come from the their podcasts, and come from the newsletter. And then there are listeners to this program like Gary Petty, who lives in Havana, Illinois. He's working on painting his windows, and he says, I have one window that seems to be cloudy. Is there a way to fix that, or do I have to buy a new window?
So I would presume, Gary, that what you have is a thermal pane window or a double pane window, insulated glass, because insulated glass, inside the two panes of glass, there is a gas, usually argon, that provides insulation, and there's a seal on the inside of those two panes, which we call swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, moisture gets into that space and condenses. So the fogging is just moisture that broke through your thermal pane seal and condensed on the inside of the glass. Now, can you fix it? No. Once it's broken, it's broken. Can you replace it? Sure, but it's expensive. So I would suggest, though, unless this is a window that's really bugging you, it's super obvious and making the house look bad, I would live with it because it doesn't terribly impact, Doug, the amount of insulation ability of that window. I mean, sure, it's less insulative with the failed seal, but it's not like it's going to be leaking a lot of extra air or anything like that. So it's mostly an annoyance with a minimal impact on energy efficiency. So I would say, unless it really bugs you, it's really impactful to the appearance of the house, like it's your bay window or something, and you see it when you pull up, I would leave it alone.
All right. Speaking of impact, you were in New Jersey, your home state, during that earthquake.
Yeah, it was.
It was, what was it, 4.8? I see that everybody's talking about it hit the whole Northeast. I didn't feel anything up here in Massachusetts, but you were sort of at the epicenter. Not that it was a big one, but it surprises people because nobody thinks of earthquakes happening in New Jersey, right?
Well, there's a reason for that. It's been 250 years.
Okay, so there you go. Bingo. That's it.
No, I was sitting in my dining room, and I was on a conference call with somebody from New York and somebody from Michigan. And I just got distracted because there was a truck that I thought had gone by. We live on a road that can be busy sometimes. And usually if a big truck goes by, you know, I can actually feel the vibration like in the walls, you know, momentarily.
Really?
Yeah. But it kept going. It's like, that's a really big truck. What is it, the convoy trucks? And then my wife comes down and she's like, what's going on? I said, I think we're having an earthquake. But can it be? And then the guy in New York goes, yeah, it's shaking here too. I'm like, holy cow, we're having an earthquake.
Yeah.
No damage for us. I mean, my brother-in-law was closer to the epicenter than I was, and he had a couple of things fall off the shelf. But, you know, it was just so shocking that we had this happen in a state that hasn't seen one in such a long time.
No, but does that change the building codes no matter where you are? Our building, I'm building this development here, and we're dealing with changing building rules, things that, you know, but not the superstructure. But do we have protection everywhere, do you think, from this?
I don't know that the building codes are going to change in our part of the country, but certainly if you live in an area that has more prominent for earthquake faults like California, they have different building codes out there, and they have different types of bracing and reinforcing that's done for homes that have that are in an earthquake zone. There's retrofits that can be done. I mean, when you have an earthquake, you think about this, the buildings jump, right? So think about a building that could jump up off its foundation. Mm-hmm. So there are different types of tie downs that are used to secure the framing to the foundation, to secure the roof to the frame and so on to prevent it from that vertical movement.
Do you wonder if there was ever an earthquake in Florida, all those buildings that are built on sand, even though they put pylons down to the coral reef and stuff, you know, you just have to wonder.
Their issues are far, it's just as serious, certainly, with the hurricane risk that's down there.
And that's true.
The insurance companies down there are ridiculous. They don't want to insure anything now. It's so hard to get insurance down there.
Well, down in the same is true in California.
Yeah.
I know both of my children, they live in different parts of town, but they both have had, the insurance company said they had the same insurance company, and they just, State Farm says, we're not writing anymore. We're done. End of the year, forget it. Go find somebody else.
Yeah. Why should we give people insurance in a place that they actually need it, you know?
Right. No, you don't want to do that. Well, we can't make any money. We have to pay out claims. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Hello. Good question. Check out the Money Pit, moneypit.com/ a newsletter and a podcast. Great info. Tom, thanks.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.